kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Matamis, maalat, maanghang at maumami na ilagay ng mga awit na si Croc Lucero ang magkakasundong mga lasa ng Pinoy Barbecue sa bote ng Mini Pinoy Grill.
You were saying that your mom was a singer as well growing up. So how did that influence you? Let's talk about you being a singer first. So how did that influence you to become the singer that you are today?
Okay, well, I never thought I'd be singing, in all honesty. But I think just growing up and just being a wit, like just seeing it for myself, I think I've always loved to sing, but I never thought that I'd be a singer. And I think, yeah, I learned from example. So my mom and my uncle would sing together in a group called The Talk of the Town. And I would just grow up watching them every weekend. We'd pretty much be there every, just witnessing them perform. So I think I just learned from example.
Around what age did you start performing professionally?
I think around 14. Before that, I'd always just perform at Filipino functions or private parties or friends' parties. But yeah, I think 14 was the turning point. Oh, I was always so nervous. And I think before my voice broke, my actual go-to song was Hero, Mariah Carey.
Aside from being a full-time musician, you also put up this venture, Mini Pinoy Grill. Before we talk about that, can you give me a little bit of background when it comes to your cooking or your memories of Filipino food?
Yeah, sure. So, as I mentioned on my website, I was a big bone kid, so I love food. And one of my fondest memories is actually my uncle would cook this chicken wings on barbecue chicken wings. And he just like have this huge bucket marinated of chicken wings, and we just cook it on this little mini barbecue. And that memory has always stuck with me. And I started creating my own barbecue, and I bring it to parties for people to cook on their barbecue. And they'd always say, "Oh, you know, what's in your marinade?" And I'm like, it's a secret. If I tell you, I'd have to kill you, sort of like that. It is hard to describe. Like whenever people ask, what's different? You know, what's the Filipino flavor? But I think that's the difference is the Filipino flavor. It's an all-rounded flavor. So it's sweet, salty, tangy, soy with a little bit of spice. So I engaged a friend of mine. His name is Chris Cristobal. He's an amazing welder, just an absolute magician. And I pitched him with his idea that I wanted to build this trailer, and he mentioned to me because he's always after my I got a love for minis, like Mini Coopers. I've got an old school Mini, and he said, "Okay, I'll build you the trailer if you give me your old Mini." And I said, "Done deal." So I drew up all these sketches. I showed him, and he said, "Yep, let's do it."
After planning and building, you decided to launch on the day of your birthday. It's pretty interesting that you also had a gig.
So the day before the launch, I knew I had a wedding, but I thought, okay, it should be fine. I've done weddings before. And so the launch was in Newcastle, but I didn't realize that at the actual wedding that I was booked for was in Coffs Harbour. So I was like, oh my God, I've already got all this food ready. We're launching tomorrow, and what am I gonna do? Am I gonna cancel this launch? I definitely can't cancel the wedding. And I was ringing around my friend, like, oh, I don't know what to do now. Like, the launch is here. I had to sing crossover, and then my friend, he said, don't worry, bro. I will drive you there and drive you back, and let's do this. So I prepped the whole night, for the 2 days before. He picked me up. We drove all the way to Coffs Harbour. I did the wedding. And then another 4 hours, 4 hours there, 4 hours back. Had maybe an hour's sleep. I went straight to the markets at 6 o'clock in the morning, set up everything, cooked all day. Plus it was my birthday. And then I had a gig that night as well, plus celebrating my birthday. So the whole launch is a whirlwind. If you can imagine, most things or most events like markets or food stall events are usually on the weekends. And that's when actually most people are out and about trying things. And I was like, it was just so hard because I was already so booked with my music in the weekends. I tried doing it. So I'd wake up early on the Saturday, I'd cook all day, then I'd kick, and then I'd sing at night, and then try again on the Sunday, cook all the morning, and then sing that Sunday night. And I just found that I was just too exhausted, but I didn't want to give up on the dream. I thought, I really want to share the Filipino flavor to the world. And I thought, okay, how can I do this? How can I do both? So I thought, all right, I'll try and bottle the marinade. So you could still get the flavor out there without actually me being there. So I found, I rang like Woolworths. I rang up. I said, oh, have you still got the show, Recipe to Riches? And they're like, oh no, it's not anymore. I rang the food and health safety. Actually, I rang a few other places before that, but the food and health safety person was the one that actually made it all come together. She knew this one person, which then found the food scientist, the manufacturer, and everything. And that's where it all started. I met up with a food scientist, amazing man. He is like the best. He's the best in the business. And I had a bottle of my marinade in a bottle of Voss, which we met up at, I think it was Burwood RSL. And we're in the middle of everyone tasting this marinade in front of everyone. And he said, yep, we can do this. And yeah, that's how it all began.
For you, because it seems like throughout your journey, a lot of people have helped you throughout it. How important is it for people who want to go through any venture to have a good support system behind them?
Oh, I think it's definitely crucial. I definitely could not do it by myself. I have so many people to thank. My friends and my family, they're just unbelievable. Like, especially to name just a small few people is Virgilio and BJ. I'm not sure if you've seen the commercial on the website, but he's the guy in the hammock.
Yes, yes.
He's the star of the show. And my mama, she's the main attraction there. She's 80. On 95 this year, 96 this year. It took a little bit of convincing. I felt so sorry for her. She looks amazing on the video, but she was actually really sick on the day because it was so hot. And you can imagine she's trying to cook in front of the barbecue. I felt so sorry for her, but she was the biggest trooper. She finished, then she just went home and she said, I'm tired, I gotta go home. But she was amazing.
For others who want to go into another venture aside from their full-time job, because you're doing both. You have your marinade, and you also have your full-time music career. So what advice can you give them? Because you've gone through all of the full-on stuff and you've had to balance your time between both. What advice can you give to others who decide to maybe want to venture off, try another opportunity, or add on to what they currently have?
I think, you know, definitely go for it. But I think do your research, and if there's someone that you know that's out there that's already done it, or you know, maybe ask them a few questions. But yeah, really, just do your research and just enjoy the journey, because sometimes it can be very tough, but most of the time it can be very amazing too. So just remember why you are doing what you're doing.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Pakinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.